It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Well, the Arizona State Legislature, I guess, is a little bit unafeared because they just passed the Arizona Firearms Freedom Act. Well, it's going to the governor, at least. It's went through the Senate 22-8. You know, Arizona's joining a lot of those states. Well, we're going to be making our own machine guns. The proposed legislation confronts a position taken by most members of Congress that the Commerce Clause, found in Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 3 of the Constitution, gives them nearly unlimited power to regulate anything which even remotely affects interstate commerce. This bill challenges that claim by exempting guns manufactured in Arizona from federal regulation as long as they are stamped made in Arizona and do not leave the state. Cool. You know. That's going to get challenged. I think it's already being challenged. I think it's Montana that's doing a challenge. In fact, they set theirs up to be challenged. They're like, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. We're ready. Let's do it. So this is is it a Republican-Democrat thing? It's a shiny object distraction thing. You know, the fundamental assertion here is that whatever they do deem constitutional, I guess they can do. So they're going to do what? Have the Congress, go to the Supreme Court of the United States and have them say, yes, it is or is not constitutional what you did. What if they say it isn't? Then what? Then we can do what we want. What if they say it is? You know, what if the regulation by the federal government on firearm manufacture, whatever, even if it's made in Arizona, they say, no, you can't do that. We decided. Then what? We go to war! Do we go to war? Do we have to go to war? You can understand from my perspective how all of this stuff becomes a really just an understanding of the people. You know, the people, as soon as they don't want it, it'll stop. As soon as, regardless of what they do in the vote dials and stuff, it doesn't matter. You know, an informed populace is the greatest weapon against tyranny. So that's why I focus on that. It's not about vote for me so I can be in charge of something while I got a bunch of uninformed people out there begging me to enslave them more. It's not going to work that way. It has to be the other way around. It has to be the other way around. You have to have a freed people first in their head. Without that, it's impossible to do anything else. It's not going to happen. I mean, that's my advocacy. And, you know, this archive is going to outlast me. You know, my grandkids, great-grandkids, something to that. That's why every word ever came out of my mouth on the radio, thousands and thousands of shows I've done since 03. And I'll tell you, they'll go back and say, yeah, Grandpa, you know, he understood. And I'm just, kids, let me tell you, do not allow the government or anyone else to supplant your sense of right and wrong. I mean, you know, seek the truth. At least know there is a truth. Try and find the truth. You know, and socially and economically trying to engineer other people by force is bad. You know, it causes bad things. You know, you just go to Freedom's Phoenix. I mean, it's just, we could do the whole show from this. We used to do Talker Magazine ads. That was there just to, top producers tool, know at least as much as your audience. So we have a couple of thousand of our database. We have probably close up to 20,000 now that subscribe to our newsletter twice a day. So we, and 2,000, the last time I checked, heck, a couple of years ago, over 2,000 of them were lamestream media, media that's so last century. the site goes down in the morning. Heck, some morning shows in East Coast, man, they don't know what to do. We can't do our show. Freedom's Phoenix is down. You know, this is the power it has of just having this kind of information there for them to pick from because they're lazy. You know, I am. You know, that's why I did this. I knew it was going to happen. Here in Arizona, the opposition to national ID is still a big issue. And a lot of these guys will camouflage and they'll wear their, you know, flag shirt, carrying their flag and say how American they are. America, MK, America, America. And they'll go around passing legislation like the gun thing. The same people that say you can manufacture, the same people that pass concealed carry without permit laws here, the same people, on the other hand, are pushing the national ID. You know, that's our cover. You know, that's our credentials as a conservative. And so, yeah, but I did this. And they will pump the living crap out of that when they're running for office. But they won't mention this other stuff. What are they doing? We have Mark Lerner, co-founder of the Constitutional Alliance, you know, which is an organization comprised of state lawmakers, state and national groups, and private citizens and so on. They did a piece for Campaign for Liberty, you know, because a lot of people, Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul guys and so on, they're going, yeah, this national ID thing they're doing in the name of immigration has got some stuff in it. They're like, man, this is ungood. So here's one of their main concerns. You know, the following language from the bill is of great concern. This is still in there. They've done some changes and amendments, and this is still trying. They tried to get it a couple weeks ago. You know, that's where I got my Domestic Terrorist Act to be forwarded in the email that had a link to the stories on this detailing what was in the bill. Well, I get the sponsor of the bill calling me a domestic terrorist. That's a Domestic Terrorist Act for me doing that. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be defending my, you know, free speech, especially when it's like in the press? I'm a publisher of online magazine, and it was just so happened to have been the truth, you know, something like that. So we got an ethics complaint in just to defend myself, because, you know, I go around slinging around your domestic terrorist, that has ramifications, which was his point. You know, so I'm like, ah, you want to play, let's play. But here is the language that's still of great concern. In SB 1070, it is subsection 8. Except as provided in federal law, officials or agencies of this state and counties and cities and towns and other political subdivisions of this state may not be prohibited or in any way restricted from. So what they're saying, unless the federal law says, okay, we're just subjugating, you know, Arizona all to heck here. There's no law can state anything that would prevent political subdivisions of this state in any way be restricted from sending, receiving, or maintaining information relating to the immigration status of any individual. Now think about it, except provided by federal law. Now, federal law changed, okay, well, that supersedes. Well, heck, they just, you know, might as well just gave up state sovereignty right there. I mean, I don't even got to go any further, okay? All right, well, let's go further. From sending, receiving, or maintaining information relating to the immigration status of any individual or exchanging that information with any other federal, state, or local government entity for the following official purposes. And one of them is 3, confirming the identity of any person who is detained. So what they're saying here is that you can make no state law that would prevent an agent of the government from confirming your identity with immigration status with the federal government. And the reason that they're saying this is not national ID, this is their reason. Oh, this isn't national ID. How is this not national ID? Well, it doesn't require that the officer check. It just says that no local municipality or city or state or law or ordinance or anything can prevent them from determining your status. And when are they doing this? Confirming the identity of any person who is what? Detained. Not arrested. I mean, just detained. You get to be detained. And it's under reasonable suspicion. Reasonable suspicion is the lowest threshold possible. It's not probable cause or any of that stuff. Reasonable suspicion is because I got a badge. So this is why we just put this out. We go, look, we just want to make sure you guys understand. Now, there's a little bit more to this than people don't know. The fact is that is that information is spread out over many departments and agencies of the federal government. Department of Homeland Security wants a more centralized system, and thus we have witnessed the Real ID Act of 2005 and now the Pass ID Act. Because the standards for both Real ID, now this is an important paragraph, now listen to this. Because the standards for both Real ID and Pass ID are adopted standards of two international organizations, AAMVA and the ICAO, whoever that is, the driver's license would become not simply a national ID, but more accurately, an international ID. International standards are only used to facilitate global information sharing. They already had it. It was called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative here in Arizona. They said, oh, we're going to pass this anti-real ID thing, which Napolitano, Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security, signed it. Oh, no, we don't do real ID in Arizona. Why? Because they already had it. Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here from Phoenix, Arizona, in the studios of Freedoms, with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. And on the front page, they would just go over some of the stuff. I see a theme here. As South Korea warship sinking, diver dies during rescue effort. Strong currents frustrated rescue efforts for 46 sailors thought to be trapped on the sunken South Korea Cheonan warship, dimming their hopes for survival. Now we have North and South Korea. They're going to go at it. You know, so what happened here? I don't know. You know, it's kind of a Gulf of Tonkin thing. You know, who did it? Ouch, quit it. We don't know, whatever. And, you know, the big thing is this is what the issue is going to be. Do we need to have, I mean, even Glenn Beck's coming out. Oh, we need to bring the troops home from Japan and Germany. Yeah, about time. I don't want to pay any money for us being anywhere. You know, bring them back here. You know, I'm done. You know, the horns of the empire, bring it in. You know, save the money. But, you know, would he say we should be out of Korea? We got North and South Korea, communists up North, and they're starving. That, seriously. You know, their food production's gone down because they're communists, and they are hungry. Well, what was the deal they did? You know, their saber rattling with their missiles and their nuclear weapons and all this other stuff. I go, oh, yeah, you want to know if we got them? Heck, we'll give you Polaroids. They're right here. Weapons of mass destruction, got them right here. Here they are. So what do? We go sending them food, you know, shipments of wheat and stuff like that. Well, now they're running out of food again. What are they going to do? Go sink a ship, give us more food? You know, I think China's about had enough of them, too. They're going, look, man, you need to try some of this capitalist thing. So do you think North and South Korea will merge? Probably. Probably would have already done it if the U.S. troops just got out of the way. Got demilitarized zone there for what? You know, all of a sudden the South Korea is going to go communist or something? You know, I just get out of the way. It'll take care of itself. Besides, even if it doesn't, it's not our fight. Why are we dealing with this? You know, heck, China probably doesn't care either. They don't want to be dealing with this crap. So I'm going, all right. Let it go, man. But, nope, they're going to have, you know, war is the health of the state. So if you got North Korea, you got starving populace, you know, what do you got to do? Just go have us a war. Sound familiar? So, all right, so we got that. Now we're looking at Russia. What's going on there? In Russia, we have Putin vows to destroy the Moscow Metro terrorist. Well, I don't know hardly anything about it other than, you know, they're blaming it on Islam's doing it. What were they doing? In Chechnya, they're sitting there, you know, bombing everybody, killing these people. So they think it may have been, you know, Chechnya's black widows, which are women that have had their husbands, sons, fathers killed, brothers. They strap on, go in, boom. You know, boom. That was Dying to Win, book written during the 08 election. Dr. Paul emphasized the reading of that book because it was, and we did shows on Charles Goyette's show. I was producing for that. We did shows that had him on. We talked about it and so on. And the bottom line of this book was this. The suicide bombers are not a religion thing. It's not Islamo fascist Islam going around and getting their virgins, 13-year-old kids, going heaven to stuff. That's paradise. That's not it. It's from occupation. Because Sri Lanka, they have the highest percentage of suicide bombers, and they're not Muslim. So I was like, what up with this? Why is it? It's occupation. When they feel that there is nothing, that you've killed and maimed their family, you've taken out. I mean, you get to a certain point, it's like, you know, heck, my last breath, if I'm going to, you know, I have no future. I can't feed myself. I don't have a job. Strap me up. It's hard to argue with someone that has that kind of mindset. Then you have even organizations that egg it on. Heck, we're starting to find, in Palestine, Hamas has had all kinds of infiltration from the Mossad. So you're just going, come on, man, I'm so tired of the crap. North Korea's on the verge of collapse. What is it? Once again, rice has disappeared from tables in North Korea. Famine looms and has happened in the 1990s. Millions could die. So when they start feeling desperation, everything, are they going to strap on too? They want to unify with the South? Or is the South going to have some agents doing it? And it's going to get all convoluted and sticky and yucky and nasty and people die and whatever. And it will get worse if we are there. Heck, they want it to get worse. These wars and conflicts aren't meant to be won. They're meant to be fought. Ka-ching. And what do we get from Putin vowing to destroy Moscow metro terrorist? What's the response from the West? What are they going to say? Let me click on this. I was reading it earlier. And these guys are just falling into type. So what do they say? Here we got Sarkozy and Obama. Western powers vowed to back Russia as its prime minister, Vladimir Putin, said he would destroy terrorists responsible for yesterday's suicide attack on Moscow. A White House statement said U.S. President Barack Obama conveyed the condolences of the American people and a bunch of their tax money on the loss of life and injuries resulting from the outrageous terrorist acts in Moscow. President Obama said the United States was ready to cooperate with Russia to help bring to justice those who undertook this attack. Damn Muslims. French President Nicolas Sarkozy condemned the hateful twin attacks and promised Moscow authorities France's total solidarity as they confront this cowardly and horrible act. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown's spokesman told journalists the Prime Minister has sent a message of condolence and support to the Russian president. He was appalled at the scene, and we have seen coming out of Moscow as Russian authorities pointed the finger at Islamist militants from the Northern Caucasus for the deadliest attack on Moscow for half a decade. Mr. Putin, who cut short, his trip to Siberia, blah, blah, blah. What'd you think was going to happen? They have been killing these people for a long, Chechnya. You never heard of that? So and now we're what? We're pledging solidarity with Russia. What does that mean? It means more of my tax money. That's what it means. And what do they make sure they get in there? Got to get in there. Where do they get in there? As Russian authorities pointing the finger at Islamist militants. And then you're going to hear it. Here it comes. You ready? Here it comes. Al-Qaeda! It's Al-Qaeda. We got, we'll throw some. Oh, it'll be a new one. There'll be a new one. Oh, they'll make up a new one. am I allowed not to care? No, you're not allowed. You got to be, they're taking over the world. We got to go have a war on terror that will never end. It'll be across the planet, and we're going to need to unify all our databases. And what are they doing here now? National database. You ever heard of Interpol? International police? And what happened, and we warned about it on this show. Marvel Comics, all right? The Marvel Universe. We got Captain America and Spider-Man and the Hulk and all this other stuff. And Captain America has always come out. He's come out. I remember comic books coming out against flag burners during the Vietnam War protests and all that kind of stuff. Iron Man's with the new Iron Man movies coming out. That's going to be all kind of whatever. S.H.I.E.L.D., which is the centralized government group. And what'd they do? Marvel Universe, Spider-Man did a comic book for the United Nations promoting curing of disease by UNICEF and all this other stuff, and peacekeeping missions of blah, 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 blah. this is, I don't know what else to call it. You know, it's propaganda, you know, PSYOP, you know, psychological operations. Somebody give me a better word. I don't know what else to call it. You know, so I'm, you know, I get it. You know, they need us on their side. Yeah, of course we need a global force to take care of whatever. Of course we're going to need it. They're everywhere. It's like there's terrorists everywhere. We're going to need an international police force, an international government, international monetary system, international, and of course only the good guys will be in charge. We don't let bad guys, you know, do stuff. Right? 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 We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay right there.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
The shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger.
Yeah, let's defy the law. Let's defy the law here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and what might that law be that we should defy? I don't know. You know, I mean, how do you even determine whether it's a good or bad law? You know, I'm not trying to tell you what laws need to be passed or not. I just, you know, how you can tell when they're bad. Does it conform to proper rule of government? Are they defending your rights, your individual rights? Or are they taking them away in the name of? You know, that's what's happening. You know, what's going on right now. In response, back in 1991, in November of 91, there was a place called Santa Cruz Cemetery, massacre of over 270 demonstrators in Dili, East Timor's capital. Okay? Now, East Timor, you know, is Indonesia, you know, back in there. Well, Congress restricted Indonesia's their national armed forces, their military, from receiving international military education and training. It brings foreign military officers to America for what's taught at the infamous School of the Americas, where they teach you to, you know, kill, maim, torture, oppress, exterminate, you know, people. I mean, this is, you know, this is infamous for them bringing in the Central American dictators. We'll send their guys up there. And then, of course, they get all buddied up with the CIA and they go and assassinate and all kinds of bad stuff. So they go, oh, no, that was, you got caught, man. Now we can't help you. Yeah, wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. Well, then they passed laws and so on. The Leahy Law in 2001, Foreign Operations Appropriations Act. You know, none of the funds made available by this act may be used to support any training program involving a unit of the security forces of a foreign country if the secretary, if, you know, think Rumsfeld and Gates and stuff, if the Secretary of Defense has received credible information from the Department of State that a member of such unit has committed a gross violation of human rights, unless all necessary corrective steps have been taken. Then who determines that? You know, it's just words on pieces of paper, blah 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 blah. So what happened? You know, they went to Washington, and you know, here they come. They're gonna be all buds up with Obama. Also, in advance of Obama's trip, the COPASAS commanding general, which is kind of the name for their group, came to Washington and was welcomed by the Obama team. Back home, they're confident of being green-lighted to continue their old ways. One's never ended to receive full Obama administration backing. Why? Why is Indonesia all of a sudden they're going to, you know, get the green light and get more training? It might have something to do with oil. Indonesia's starting to find a bunch of oil. You know, it's the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. This is an article written out. I suggest you go read it. Stephen Lindman. Stephen Lindman is one of my writers that he's been there for years, but he's definitely from the left. He's a retired engineer, and, man, he is socialist, big time. He does a lot of great research for Global Research, and he does, you know, great long articles. This is one of the shorter ones, and he just goes on and 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 on, detailing how bad and scummy everything is and who did it and why and where and whatever. And the final result is we need a new government program. But I'm like, oh, Stephen, you're killing me, man. I go, that's what did it, you know, stop. But he has a lot of really good research. He always has really good information. So I'm proud to have him on the site. He's just his solution. But he's changing. You know, he's turning. You know, that's why we do this. We had like the, you know, was it Robert Klein on the site? It has global warming. You know, it has a global warming site. As years go by, all of a sudden, you know, he gets exposed to a lot of the stuff on Freedom's Phoenix. A lot of their fans and stuff come here. I track, you know, a lot of the people that read his stuff, you know, come to this site from there, you know, and they get infected and they become regular subscribers. You know, I have, you know, Frosty Wooldridge. You never saw a brown person you didn't want to ship somewhere. You know, it's all immigration. The environment is, you know, everything. It's all the immigrants' fault. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with that welfare warfare state. But anyway, so he did, you know, bring him on, man, because then, you know, his guys that read his stuff, they come on the site, you know, they get another perspective. Just preaching to the same crowd, then, you know, the choir didn't do any good. You know, of course, the choir expects you to preach to them. But so this is the kind of information you get on Freedom's Phoenix. Stuff, you don't see in any one place. Well, you know where the stuff is going on. The national ID thing here in Arizona, that's going to be a biggie. They're, you know, it was amazing we've been able to hold this off as long as we have because they want this really bad. And I suspect that in one form or another, they're going to pass something. There's all kinds of arms getting twisted down at the state legislature. And if they do this, they do not want to do it and call it national ID. Their whole thing, they got lawyers and lobbyists and everybody writing all kinds of constitutional stuff. They got, you know, the attorney general's office and the governor's office, governor's attorneys. Everybody's writing all kinds of legal opinion. And, of course, you know, Campaign for Liberty is doing theirs. And they got all kinds of legal opinion telling everybody it's not national ID. And you look at it, and how are they even getting away with that? Because they're saying that because it doesn't mandate that the law enforcement official standing in front of you with a gun is because he's not required to run your ID through Department of Homeland Security, then it's not national ID. Of course, that's what they do, but it's not required. So it's not. Okay. I just want everybody to know, you know, what's going on. This is their argument. This is how you get a police state. This is it. This is what happens. So what do we got around the world? We got, Islamo-fascist, blah, 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 terrorist that's blowing up Moscow. We got, you know, French and United States offering money and help and international and database and checking and Interpol kind of cooperation, whatever, my tax money going to Russia. We have, you know, non-Muslims, you know, and Timor, you got, you know, an Indonesian, so on. These guys aren't Muslim. You know, that's not, you know, what they got the same kind of crap going. Heck, they got more suicide bombers. So you're going, why are they? Because it's occupation. You know, it's like, you know, the U.S. support of the Shah. You know, here come the Ayatollah. It's so predictable. Then you got things like, the economy. You know, that's going to be a big deal. The coming precious metals short squeeze. The question becomes when, not if. Holders of futures contracts will start demanding physical delivery of gold. Most will discover that the metal isn't there, which will unsettle the commodity and currency markets. This impending bullion bank disaster is a victory for GATA and its allies, who have been tilting at this windmill for what seems like forever. The collapse of the dollar, for instance, contains a long chapter titled The Great Central Bank Short Squeeze, in which James Turk, writing in 2004, lays out the evidence for central bank gold manipulation and makes some predictions about what we're likely to see when the scam is exposed. This is, I remember when a lot of this was going on, about 2003, 4, 5, there was somebody out of Michigan, I think it was. They filed suit against the commodities exchange that there was manipulation and gold was not really what it was at because they were basing price on future contracts on gold that wasn't there and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they, what did they do? They get a magistrate to hear the case. They had dismissed. Next. Thanks for playing. You know, this is... I don't know what else you're supposed to do. I mean, these guys, they do their best to try and bring this stuff up. They call BS on stuff. They know what's coming. You know, it's like, was it Spitzer, governor of whatever? Was it New Jersey or whatever? Do I have to care? And his big thing was on the subprime. they were going, oh, heck no. You know, it's, you know, this is, that was a big deal with him. Well, what happens? All of a sudden they catch him having girlfriends in Argentina. You know, you think they didn't know, what do they care? You know, they brought him down because he was really hammering on the subprime thing. So this is why they got all kinds of goodies on legislators and different people. I'm sure they got a lot of goodies on the local legislators here because they want this national ID thing really bad. And you're supposed to what? Well, I, you know, just people to know what's going on. Because when they pass this, they're going to, you know, claim how great and conservative they are they? You know, I mean, why would anybody believe them? Well, because they passed, you know, gun laws, you know, to decriminalize concealed carry. They got, we can manufacture machine guns here in Arizona, made in Arizona for Arizona. You know, get out. Woo-hoo, I got two sons that are machinists. You know, download that program. It's called a CNC. It's a computer drafting, cutting, milling thing. Then you can get it on the internet. Download, start making receivers, man. Let's go. Yeehaw. Have your own business. You fully automatic little submachine gun, pistol, do whiz bang, laser, plasma rifle thing. You know, whatever. And you know, but does that make them conservative? Heck, that's the way it's supposed to be. So while they're doing that, shiny objects, look at my left hand, they pass national ID. But they're conservative. Really? All right, well, there's some other stuff, you know, we can go over and scare you with a little bit. You know, we'll go over some more stuff, and we come back. You guys wait right there.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
It ain't so groovy when you're screaming in the night. Let me out of this cheap B-movie. Headlong, down the highway, and you're rushing headlong, out of control, and you think you're so strong, but there ain't no stopping, and you can't stop rocking, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, there's something we can do about here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, in Phoenix, Arizona, from the beautiful studios of Freedoms, with an S, Phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com. We can do something about it. I mean, you know, what can we do? Let's get informed. What the heck? Here, last weekend, there was an interesting incident. A Phoenix city councilman was thrown on the ground and handcuffed by a Phoenix police officer. What happened was there was a fire in his neighborhood, and Johnson, as the councilman, he went and he knew someone there. So Councilman Michael Johnson goes and he says, hey, you know, this person is disabled. You know, just get her out, make sure, and got, you know, back, sir, step back. You know, I know the person, and goes back, and he pushes, the officer pushes him back. So he, like, knocks his arm away or something like that. Boom, assault, down, boom, down for the count. You know, lucky he didn't get maced. Well, what was interesting is that Johnson's a retired 21-year-old veteran police officer. And he got a dose of his own medicine. He's a city councilman. This is right after the police is screaming about they need more money. You know, we need to have a food tax so we can get more money so we can do this to other people's. Okay, how's this going? So we have police and the FBI are investigating the incident. Why? Well, the FBI, I don't know, but, you know, here it comes. So this is, you know, I, you know, whatever. We'll see how this plays out. But, man, this is just typical. This kind of stuff goes on all the time, and now you have this guy doing this. You know, another story I wanted to make sure I got in was MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has come up with there's a thing called there's an isolated brain region behind your right ear. That's where your moral judgments take place, and where you determine right from wrong, like whether you throw a city councilman on the ground or not. And that's where, you, of course, you hold your cell phone and your Bluetooth and all this other stuff. And in both experiments, the researchers found that when the right TPJ, which is the temporoperineal junction, was disrupted, subjects were more likely to judge failed attempts to harm as morally permissible. You know, it's yeah, shoot the guy, you know, whatever, you know, slap him around. So this, of course, the military, you know, what do they want this for? The U.S. military also hopes to use this technology to help soldiers keep them fighting without the need to stop for sleep or kill people and not care, I mean, or something. You know, moral judgments can be altered. This technology is here. And then you got, you know, people, you know, I go around with my Bluetooth on all the time in my right ear because, you know, I need my hands free all the time and I get a lot of calls. So am I, you know, going to be fried? I'm going to become what? You know, Republican or Democrat? So this is you know, this kind of stuff we need to know. And where do you find this stuff out? Well, I don't know. It's not on major news networks and stuff. I mean, they sure as heck won't emphasize. You know, I have, you know, this is one thing you should do. How much time we got? Yep. Go on to freedomsphoenix.com. On the top horizontal navigation bar, you'll see it's like a bunch of words. It says front page, page two, archives. For, you know, it's got a lot of things. There's one on the second line. It says special editions. What this is that there are writers I have. I give them manager editing status, and they can create their own edition. You'll see a lot of editions in there. Like Pal Gamble, senior editor, he has his own called Fascist Nation, Fascist Nation's Favorites. We have one guy did corruption in Gilbert, Arizona, because he can. I don't care. One surviving the Greatest Depression. We have Skywatch. We have That Revolution Continues. We have, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's Not My Debt. 4409's videos, that kind of stuff. Well, one is Ernie's Favorites, okay? You just click on that. You go to Ernie's Favorites. And it has some stuff. I may, you know, update this every week or two or a month. You know, it's just stuff that I go, yeah, this needs to be up there. You know, this is stuff that, you know, reference material. I mean, you could go and just watch the videos on it. You could spend, you know, a whole freaking day just watching the videos and stuff. Well, one of them that I came across that I thought, this is really good, and I put it there so that it would always be where I need it and you can find it, is about high fructose corn syrup. I've been looking for this for a long time. I need to understand the physiology of this. Why is it damaging? What is going on? Why is everybody so fat? What is happening? What, and you go and you see it, and it's the media, they're not telling you what's going on. They'll talk about, you know, triglyceride, this, that, and you can't have trans whatever fat and mono, multi, whatever. They don't even tell you what that means. What the heck does any of that even mean? You know, I don't know, you know. So here he goes in. It's like an hour. It's over an hour on just how high fructose corn syrup is metabolized. And it's really just fructose because, you know, cellulose, not cellulose, that's paper, glucose. Glucose is, you know, regular sugar. You know, so glucose, yeah, you know, your carbohydrate go in the sugars. That's, you know, the essence of life. Everything's converted down into sugar. That's why when you have sugar frosted flakes or grape nuts, they have the same calories because, you know, the carbohydrate, sugar by weight, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, I'm going, I got sugar frosted flakes. I get the same calories as this, you know, nut bar, whatever crap over here. Give me the frosted flakes as a kid. I remember doing that. I was wrestling. I'm counting calories all the time and stuff. So here you have a really good piece of information. I suggest you watch it. There's another thing, you know, some of the speeches I've done on my travels and so on. And there's this one, agorism, agora. You know, is a marketplace. You start talking about how do you just pull support from the state? What if you just have your own little, you go to your local farmer's market, you trade and barter on Craigslist, you start to pull your support of the system that's devouring you, and you just deprive them of their revenue. And you don't have to go fight them or beat them up. You just withdraw. You know, you sell your property, you rent, you live on the land, you get an RV. I mean, whatever it takes. But, you know, you start pulling. This is a philosophy that's going to, you know, by necessity is going to become more and more important. I also put Ron Paul's CPAC speech, the full speech he did at CPAC a couple of months ago. I mean, it kicked butt. There's also a speech that he did the State of the Republic. It was right before Obama did his State of the Union. And man, did he call. He said, well, here it comes. Here it comes. I also have a link on there, The Power of Nightmares. It's a three-part series done by BBC out of Britain. And it was just a history on how they use fear to control it. It was really powerful. I'm like, man, I was really glad I watched that. It was another BBC series they did called The Century of the Self. And it was how they use PSYOP. I mean, how they use marketing, how they use, Freud's nephew, I think. He used a lot of Freudian stuff. He's a psychologist. They came here. They were the ones that started, all this focus groups and all this stuff. How can we manipulate people and turn them into consumers? Consumers of anything, consumers of lies, consumers of propaganda, consumers of, government BS, consumers of stuff to consume. So this is The Century of Self. That's a powerful series. You'll watch that. You'll go, And I have a thing here on U.S. Northcom. This was, the role of U.S. Northcom in critical infrastructure security and disaster. The reason I put this up was I remember there was a thing called InfraGuard. InfraGuard was a liaising between the FBI and large utilities. We're going to protect you from terrorism by loading our antiviral blah, blah, blah backdoor. We get to look at it software. So you join our local, it's voluntary at first, get all kind of stuff, InfraGuard. Then they bring in Northcom, which was, they now have a division of military that's, for taking care of the homeland. I guess we didn't have that before. It was kind of that posse comitatus thing. No. So InfraGuard and Northcom, we're occupied now. They got the government's got in all the utilities. They know what I remember a guy from Chicago was saying, on the radio, he's going, wow, man, I work for the city underground, the sewer thing, water. Drainage, water, how it goes through when it rains. So it goes into the lake and such. And he goes, they have come. The Homeland Security has come and they wanted all our paperwork on everything of all of our infrastructure. They know where everything is, every valve, every gate, everything. And then they want keys to all the gates. So I'm just going, this is a federal takeover of everything. So I put that up there. Then, of course, I have a lot of stuff about, just gardening, take care of yourself, some science things I think is cool, some philosophy, storing food, growing food. Some things about the International Bank of Settlements. I thought, that was something I never knew about. I put that up there, too. Then I remember there was one I had 1979. The CBS did a 60 Minutes coverage of the X-53A vaccine for the 76 swine flu. Because what was interesting is that Dr. Paul, that's when he went into Congress, and there was another doctor. And he and the other doctor were the only ones that say, no, heck no. This is the stupidest thing ever. No. Then they find out 3 years later in 79, 60 Minutes does a big thing of all the damage it did to people. All the people it killed, all the people it maimed, all the people that had, and the swine flu back then, the H1N1 crap was all garbage then. So now they're doing it again. H1N1 thing work out? Wow. Then we got FEMA stuff on there. So, there's a lot of, heck, an old Mike Wallace interview they did in 59 with Ayn Rand. It's right there. You go to freedomsphoenix.com, look at special editions, Ernie's favorites. Go to some of the others. There's more stuff. This is what some of our writers, they create their own page. I got tons of stuff here on all kinds of things that you should know about, like Gorbachev being head of the Green Cross after the Soviet Union running the planet. These are things you need to know. We'll have more things you need to know tomorrow.